Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
What are Carolina's advantages, if any, over TCU? This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Well, the Tar Heels are playing at home, where a capacity crowd at Kanan Stadium will be rowdy and ready for the opening game, which has to be the most anticipated in program history. And there is Bill Belichick, whose presence stocking the home sideline has to mean something as far as preparing a virtually unknown roster. His coaching staff has plenty of TCU tape to watch in preparation for this game, so that's good. It's also good the Horned Frogs aren't looking at tape on the Tar Heels or even their few returning players, because it's a whole new team and scheme. That will change with future foes Charlotte, Richmond, and Central Florida having something to see and study. Among TCU's multiple advantages is an established program that won 9 games last year and was in the 4-team college football playoff in 2022. Won't the Frogs be fired up to play and try to beat the infamous Hoodie? From a personnel standpoint, TCU has veteran players and a lot of them back from last year's 9-4 team. They play from sideline to sideline, Belichick said Wednesday in his first pregame presser. Josh Hoover is a proven quarterback who turned down Tennessee to keep flinging in his home state under an offensive coordinator who has a story of his own. Kendall Briles is the son of offensive guru Art Briles, who coached Kendall at Houston and was his boss at Baylor for 9 seasons. Kendall's first season as a play caller was in 2015, which ended with a 49-38 win over 10th-ranked Carolina in the Russell Athletic Bowl, where the Bears set a record for that bowl with 756 yards of total offense that included 645 yards rushing by 4 tailbacks who took the place of 2 injured quarterbacks. TCU was Briles' 6th school as offensive coordinator, and he likely won't have to resort to any trickery against the Tar Heels. Hoover, a 6'2 junior, set the school record last year with 3,949 yards passing and tied Andy Dalton for the 4th most touchdown passes, 27. Head coach Sonny Dykes called his fate another case of bad scheduling, because TCU opened the 2023 season with a loss at Colorado and its celebrity coach Deion Sanders. Not sure how we pull that off again, Dykes joked. In his 4th year running the TCU programs, Dykes said the opener against the Buffaloes, "We didn't handle all the hype. I've got to do a better job of getting our team more focused on just playing a football game than worrying about who we're going to play against." Dykes said his staff has been watching a lot of tape on the New England Patriots from Belichick's heyday in the NFL, and some the University of Washington last season, where UNC defensive coordinator Steve Belichick made the Huskies a whole lot better. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.